recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Dr. Tom Pritchard, did you ever think you'd have intro music like that on a TV show kind of thing?
Never like that. No. But it's great.
You're Quincy. You're like Trapper John, MD, but it's Dr. Tom Pritchard instead.
I could have been a doctor, but I spent a little bit too much time away from class, so I'll just say that.
Anyway. Well, listen, we're back this week for another fun episode of X-Ray, and this is where we're putting you're putting on the stethoscope and the X-Ray machine on some classic wrestling matches, and my goodness, we have a fun one this week. We're going WCW Halloween Havoc and a classic match between Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. I know we've talked about it previously. We're excited about this one, aren't we?
Yeah, I have a history with the Guerrero family as well, and this is always exciting. It was great watching Eddie throughout his career become a superstar everywhere he went, from Mexico to Japan. Eddie really found his niche, and he was one of the most talented wrestlers to ever come along, and he came from a family of wrestlers. But, yeah, this and Mysterio, I don't think he it can match up to anything else during that time frame. It really stood out for a lot of reasons.
Well, with that, we're going to get right into it off the bat. Here it is, the beginning. It is for the Cruiserweight Championship, and we're going to jump right into it here, Dr. Tom.
Well, this is also a Halloween Havoc match, and, you know, the Guerreros were a part of my wrestling fandom from day one. Eddie's dad, Gory Guerrero, promoted wrestling in El Paso, where we grew up. And also, we got to watch Gory wrestle on the cards many, many times. So it really was in the family, where all the guys, not just the men in the family, but the women in the family too, had to learn how to fight growing up. And my first full-time territory, Chavo Guerrero Sr. was the booker, and I became very close friends with him throughout my life. And when I got to know Eddie as well, we became good friends too. So at this point in time, I don't think there were two better cruiserweights in the world than Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. I believe the stipulation for this match was if Rey lost, he was going to unmask. And if anybody knows anything about Lucha Libre, especially in Mexico City, the mask symbolized so much more than just putting a sock over your face. It was honor. It was fighting for dignity, and fighting for the mask meant something. And these two guys had wrestled so many times against each other. They knew the style. They knew each other like the back of their hand. And Eddie Guerrero had that fire. He was always, a lot of people say he was the most talented of the Guerreros, but I've had the opportunity to see Chavo, Mondo, Hector, Gory, the dad, and all of these guys were multi-talented in any style. They entered. Mexico has a different style. Japan has a different style. And, of course, the U.S. took a little while to get used to the Lucha Libre style. But once they did, once they were educated to it, they had guys like Rey Mysterio and Eddie at this time who knew how to do it better than anybody else.
Dr. Tom, this is big time here. You mentioned it is a mask match, and Rey, believe it or not, was supposed to lose ahead of time. We'll see at the end. It's a different ending than that, but it was a last-minute change by Eric Bischoff, according to Dave Meltzer. So last-minute booking change here on this one, and but an all-time classic match for sure.
A lot of the intrigue fans want to know about is how is it decided? Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? A lot of this is feelings, instinct, and you've got to look at a guy like Eddie Guerrero, who came to the ring as a champion, and Rey Mysterio, who came to the ring with his mask at stake. So who decides? Do we all of a sudden unmask Rey? Then where do we go from there? I think the right decision was made in this match, but you'll see as the match progresses, Eddie is going to give the fans, not only in the arena, but the fans at home, even more intrigue by working on the mask. Watch, just grabbing the eye hole of the mask and ripping it apart, giving everybody the opportunity to see that Eddie was serious. Eddie wanted to win. And for all the hoopla and for all the people, all the things people think they know about professional wrestling, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes intrigue. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes drama that goes on into making matches like this. And I think with all that going on, that's what made this match so interesting. You felt the competition. You felt the moves and the forearms and everything these guys do in the match. Everything Eddie and Ray do means something. Look at the moves. Look at that backbreaker. Ray knows the selling.
Yes.
Huge, huge part. Even with the mask, Ray Mysterio was able to translate pain, happiness, excitement, and fire without even seeing his face.
Yeah, I think Lucha Libre style, typically you think of the 100-yard dash in a 50-yard gym type thing where they're going 100 miles. But these guys are taking the time in this match to let it breathe and to do that selling, which you don't necessarily see as much nowadays for whatever reason. I know, you know, things are different and evolved. But this style incorporates both that mix of Lucha Libre and American wrestling and the selling and the taking of time, which is why I feel like this is one of the best matches of all time when you think about a cruiserweight championship match with this style.
Well, both of these guys are students of the game. We're students of the game. They studied the Japanese style, the Lucha style, the American style, and incorporated everything into this match. Look at the timing. Look at the solid connection with every move from a drop kick, and watch this move with Ray even making an attempt to go outside. Eddie rolls back in and foils it and cuts Ray off again. So everything they do in this match is leading towards the finish, and it comes out of nowhere. I hate to be a spoiler here, but it comes out of nowhere, and the unpredictability is something that these guys understood. They understood how much time they had. They understood where they were going to be inside and outside the ring. Not everybody can do this. Not everybody should be outside the ring, but it called for it with Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero both showing their determination to win. And Rey has everything at stake here. Eddie has the title at stake. Now watch this move. Watch what Eddie does just to bring some intrigue, to bring some drama. Eddie could have torn the entire mask off of Ray's face, but all he does is do that rip of the eye hole, and it gives you, you can see Ray and his nose and the darkness, the blackout he put around the eyes. But people are now into it because they don't know what Ray looks like, or some do, some don't. But it's just the intrigue of the masked man having the mask ripped away. And why didn't he rip the entire mask off? Because then you spoil the surprise. But you're right. Two of the best guys in the world at this time, two of the best cruiserweights. Now, the move here, and the announcers are describing it, this is called the Gory Special.
Yes.
Eddie's dad made this famous, Gory Guerrero. And Gory Guerrero was part of a famous tag team with El Santo back in the 60s and the 70s, probably the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And the story is being told. Rey Mysterio comes from a wrestling family as well. So these guys have it in their blood. These guys are showing and putting on a wrestling clinic for everybody at Halloween Havoc.
Ted the Hillbilly has a question. Ted the Hillbilly Heel, that's who he is on ad-free shows. He said, "Hi, how different is the psychology, Dr. Tom, in a high-flying match like Ray versus Eddie compared to just an old-fashioned grappling match? Thank you."
Well, the psychology between Eddie versus Ray in this particular match, let me address this, is so much different. You can use the Lucha Libre style. You can use some of the moves, but then you have to understand what they're doing in between the moves is what ties it all together. Just getting that little stretch in there with Ray on his side and Eddie putting his knee in Ray's back, and then following up with moves like that going for a pin and the kicking out, and then Eddie putting his foot on the rope, trying to get an advantage. It's telling a story along the way. Lucha Libre really doesn't have a lot of psychology in Mexico. They just do moves for the sake of doing moves because that's what the people are educated to, and that's what they want. In this particular instance, Ray and Eddie understand we're in the United States. We've got to add some of the American style, and that's what these guys are doing, from the chops to the forearms to simple wrestling moves. And these guys can incorporate the high flying and the lucha moves or the gory specials and things like this that nobody else can really do or give it justice to, because these are the guys and these are the wrestlers who invented a lot of these moves. Now, here again is a move Eddie's going to try. And the inventiveness of this, I don't know if any two people could have pulled it off like these guys. Eddie sliding in backwards, and it's obvious what happens. You don't need any commentators to tell you. This is the visual. This is the communication with the fans. This is the connection with the fans. And even the boys enjoyed watching matches like this because Eddie and Ray were exciting. A high dive over the ring post. The people were getting into the match, and rightfully so, because they know these are the two guys that can bring action like this.
But Dr. Tom, I got to go back to it. When those high impact moves occur, there's seconds, there's time between after those occur that I think today as wrestling fans, maybe we just don't see enough of, because it's just, I don't know.
Well, it's the education.
It's hard to harp on it.
Yeah. It really is. It's just the education. Watch this. Great kick out, great timing, great drama. The wrestling, the wrestlers, let me say this up today, grew up in a different era. They watched different things, but they also watched this with Eddie and Ray. It takes time. It takes years to get this proficient, this great. I'm not going to say good. These guys were great at what they did. Here's the lucha coming back into the picture. The boys are watching this, no doubt, in the back, and they're enjoying every bit of it because this is athleticism. It's wrestling, and it's timing with the spots. Watch this spot. So that's outside. These guys know each other like the back of their hand, and this is what you should aspire to if you're a young wrestler trying to learn the business. This took years for both guys to get to this point. But the drama is there. Ray has the eye hole torn out of his mask. You can see part of his head, part of his hair coming out. And that's why it's not the same today. You don't have two guys who come from this background. This background doesn't exist anymore. This model doesn't exist anymore. It gets, I don't want to say it doesn't exist, but it's very rare to see. And Eddie and Ray were fan favorites because of action like this. And it carried on all through their career. Ray's still in the business, still working his ass off. And he still has a passion, which is great to see.
That's what I was going to say. It's incredible to think that this guy is still getting it done today in 2021. With this style, with this style, Dr. Tom,
with this style, and it does take it out of you. The ring is it's not a trampoline. It's boards and very small, very little padding. And both of these guys have taken punishment. But once you're in the ring, if you've never taken a bump, you won't understand. But once you take that bump, once you get in there, and once you feel it and get the blood flowing, there's nothing more exciting nor more fulfilling. Makes your blood go like having a match like this. And these guys knew, Eddie and Ray knew they were in their groove, knew they were in their flow, and they were both having a great time. This is what you're looking for, matches like this and an opponent like this, where both guys understood their part, both guys understood how to get the reaction, both guys were pros. And That's the excitement today. Ray still wears the costume, still wears the colorful garb and ring gear. So it's hard to find. And when you find it, you really want to hold on to it like a great opponent for Eddie, it was Ray. For Ray, it was Eddie. And they worked together so well, and the people enjoyed it.
Here we go. Oh, I thought it was going to be a frog splash, but then it turned into a somersault type maneuver, and they're just, oh, what a move into the turnbuckle here.
And here again, the high flying and the drama, and we're going to the top. Without Ray doing what he's doing, without the body language, it would mean nothing. But these guys understand, and watch the move from the top here. This was an incredible spot altogether. Here we go. Out of nowhere, Rey Mysterio becomes the Cruiserweight champion. He kept his mask intact. He kept the honor of the Lucha Libre. And he was over with the people. This was a right decision no matter what. But look at the eye hole is torn. He's got his back to Eddie Guerrero, which is a mistake in my opinion. But Ray is a new champion. He's right in the camera, and he understands this is the story, and there's the story as well. Eddie Guerrero attacks Ray after the match, throws him out of the ring, and all Ray has to do is take that title and walk on back. So two of the best, Mexico, Japan, the United States. Eddie's no longer with us, but Ray is still going strong, brought his family into it. And a natural progression from there. So I don't know who can perform a match like this these days, but when you get two guys who know each other like Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio, this is what's going to happen. When you get in the ring, it's magic. You listen to the people. Eddie would come up with these unusual spots like tearing the eye hole of the mask, or even a match in Madison Square Garden against Kurt Angle where the boot comes unlaced, like we saw with Macho Man a couple weeks ago. And to get out of the hold, he has to get out of his boot. And those are things you don't see today, just little nuances that you don't think about. But guys like Eddie, guys like Ray, that's always undermined. Make something unpredictable, exciting, and new again.
Well, Dr. Tom, Lenny Bakken is back this week with a question for you based off this match. He says, does Dr. Tom think that had Eddie not been a wrestler, okay, so we're going to play if he had not been a wrestler, that Chavo may have been a bigger star than he was. Why or why not?
Are we talking about Chavo Sr. or Junior?
I think we're talking Junior.
Well, I don't know, because obviously this is all speculation, so I'll speculate. Chavo Jr. was a great wrestler. Make no mistake about it. But Chavo Sr. was such a tremendous wrestler, such a tremendous worker. It was hard to walk in his footsteps. Chavo Guerrero Sr. was a major superstar in the 70s. He would go to Madison Square Garden and wrestle guys like Fujinami for the Junior Heavyweight Championship and wrestle guys in featured matches. So Chavo Senior was a pretty big star in his day, hard to live up to because you're always going to be compared to your dad. Junior was a great wrestler, make no mistake about it. But next to Eddie, next to his dad, I think people made unfair comparisons at times. And if Eddie wasn't a wrestler, that's a hard question to even begin to examine or look at, because he was meant to be a wrestler. He was born into the business. And so were all the Guerrero boys and girls for that matter. So do I think Chavo Jr. would have been a bigger star? Hard to say, but he had some pretty big shoes to fill. But I always thought Chavo Jr. was a tremendous, tremendous worker, tremendous wrestler. I think the one thing he might've been missing was a little bit of that flavor or flair, if you will. And other than that, that's what I think.
That's what you think. Well, let's get to your diagnosis, the doctor's diagnosis of this one. Probably, well, I'll let you give your diagnosis and then I'll give my opinion. What did you think of this one overall, Dr. Tom?
I loved it. It's a great match. This is a match that will sell out the monitor, sell out the curtain, because everybody wants to see what these two artists are able to do. They've wrestled each other before. They know the moves. They know the timing. They can read a crowd. They understand psychology. They understand what to put in between the moves. I doubt, could be wrong, but I doubt we will ever see two artists, two wrestlers, two performers like Eddie and Ray in the ring again. It's just, it's a lost art form, and the culture is so much different. But these guys were incredible.
Yeah, the opinion out there is that this was the best cruiserweight title match in the history of the division. So there you go. And I think that's why it was chosen to go under the X-ray machine with Dr. Tom. So thank you so much, ad-free show members, for the submission. Good stuff. But Dr. Tom, we don't stop here, because next week there's another unique match on the way. We're going to TNA. Yeah, we're going to introduce TNA to X-Ray, and it's Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle from 2008 Lockdown. You looking forward to that one?
I am looking forward to that one. Kurt Angle is the only gold medalist so far to ever get in professional wrestling and to be as successful as he's been. So, yeah, this is going to be a great match. Samoa Joe, I've always enjoyed his work. I've always enjoyed him as a person as well. So, yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to this one.
Well, I am too, because I know you had a hand in his pro wrestling training. Am I right?
That is true. I had Kurt's very first match, and he came to us at the warehouse in Stanford, and he took to it like nothing I've ever seen before, especially from an amateur wrestler. A lot of guys don't want to get on their back. It's not instinctive to let somebody turn you over and cooperate, but Kurt was on board from day one.
Well, we'll save some of that analysis for next week, because I'm looking forward to it. But before we get out of here, let's talk about what we're representing on our chests, and that's the JPWA, these great t-shirts, and what you're doing, Dr. Tom.
You can check us out at jpwrestlingacademy.com. The front page has our schedule, talks about X-Ray on the front page too. So you can get the shirts at prowrestlingtees.com, but JP Wrestling Academy has all the information you want if you're looking to be trained to be a professional wrestler.
Well, I don't think it gets much better than that. Who wouldn't want Dr. Tom, who, by the way, worked with Kurt Angle, The Rock, and so many other superstars, and now he's training the superstars of the future. Wouldn't you love to be a part of that and get under that learning tree? So check out the website, and Dr. Tom, get one of these shirts, right, guys? These are awesome shirts, and you can help support him and all the time that he gives us here for X-Ray. I'm loving it. I love working with you, getting to know you, Dr. Tom. This has been an absolute blast, and we're going to be back again next week for another fun match.
I can't wait.
All right, with that, that's been Dr. Tom. I'm Paul Bromwell. We'll see you again next week on X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard.